This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Cashing in with conversation, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday on the Noon Business Hour. The use of the artificial intelligence technology in ChatGPT has been trending since its introduction late last year, but there are some questions on how to use it. Joining us to give a better understanding of it is Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group, professor of advanced media in residence at the Newhouse School of Public Communication at Syracuse University. Thank you for joining us today, Shelley. And there have been a number of segments on this program and elsewhere talking about the moral, ethical, and business implications of ChatGPT and its equivalents at other big technology companies. But lost in all the discussion of its applications is how it can actually work and how you can take advantage of it. So let's backfill that the part of that particular discussion. So you've been hearing us talk about AI and ChatGPT, and the question is for you, Shelley, is how do you set it up?
Well, it's unbelievably simple. You go to chat.openai.com, chat.openai.com, chat.openai.com. And you either sign up or log in. You can sign up with a Google account or just, you know, give it your name, rank, and serial number. And you will see a box on the bottom of the screen. And into that box, you type anything you like. Now, you can have a conversation with ChatGPT, hence the name ChatGPT. And you can speak conversationally. Now, what would you do with it? You can, for example, say, write a recommendation letter for a friend to go to college, right? And give it all the information that you'd want, and it will write a letter. Do you want to summarize something so you can take, you can copy a couple of paragraphs from something you've written or from the internet and say, please summarize the following, and it will summarize it. Anything you ask it to do within its capability set that will increase your productivity or save you time, please, I'm giving a speech at a bachelor party. Please give me three good opening jokes that won't offend anybody. You can literally ask it anything you'd like, and it's going to start giving you answers. Now, the best way to do it is to describe the audience first and describe to ChatGPT what it is acting as. So you say, you are an expert tech blogger. Your audience is senior executives at Fortune 500 companies. Please write a 500-word blog post about blank. Then you're going to start getting really fine answers that are tuned towards your audience. And the best way, for some cases, maybe you still tell it what it is. You still tell it what the audience is. But then you say, please suggest how I might accomplish whatever I'm trying to accomplish. You literally ask ChatGPT to tell you how to use it. And then the final is, did I forget to ask you any additional questions? Or is there anything else you need to know to help me get a better answer? And it will literally tell you how to talk to it. That's how you use ChatGPT.
So if you are intimidated by writing or perhaps public speaking, this can be a huge assist to you. Now, at the same time, I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Bill Oakley, a writer for The Simpsons. He asked ChatGPT to write a scene from a Simpsons episode in the style of Bill Oakley. And ChatGPT came back with a full script, with a scene between Principal Skinner and Superintendent Chalmers, and there was a character called the Beekeeper, and it hit all the notes perfectly. But the one thing it did not have, and he noted that, was there were no jokes. It wrote the episode technically correct, but there were no jokes. So until the ChatGPT can develop a sense of humor, there is a role for a Harvard-trained comedy writer.
There always will be a role for a Harvard-trained comedy writer. The bigger question is, did he ask it to write the jokes? Because if he didn't, it wouldn't know to do so necessarily. And here's the most important part about all of this. You need a decision matrix. And on the top of the decision matrix is high stakes, and on the bottom is low stakes. And that's just what it sounds like. Is this super important or not so important? And to one side is accuracy, and the other side is fluency. So do I need something that's inaccurate and fluent, like a birthday poem for my 3-year-old granddaughter? You know, there's no skin in the game. If it rhymes, you'll fix it. And if it has a word you don't like, you'll change it. do you ask it questions about something high stakes, high accuracy, like an investment in a business you might make? The answer to that is maybe that's not the right tool for the task. This is not a one-size-fits-all solution. This is a productivity-enhancing word calculator that will help you craft words more quickly if you know what you want to craft. And lastly, you must bring a fair amount, in fact, a significant amount of subject matter expertise to ChatGPT. And if you don't, you get what you deserve. You cannot have this thing do for you work that you do not understand because it hallucinates and it makes stuff up. And unless you are very sure of the output, you are going to find yourself with substandard output or inaccurate output. You need to understand what you're asking and also narrow focus. And the last thing I will say on the subject is, it is amazing when you add the input and ask it to operate on it. You take 20 rows and 20 columns of numbers and you put it in the form of a CSV file and you say, please analyze this spreadsheet and suggest ways I might learn something about my business from it. You're going to get really good insights from how it analyzes your numbers. If you say, go analyze the industry and tell me how to make $1 million, you're going to get nonsense because it's not a question it can answer. So you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong answers every time.
Shelley Palmer, thanks for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.